WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Irish writer George Moore's The Singular Life of Albert Nobbs is a free-form story with overlapping narrators about a reserved male waiter who turns out to be a woman. It's now a film, co-written by its star Glenn Close. She stars as Nobbs, a woman passing for a man in late 19th century Dublin. Close and co-star Janet McTeer have both been nominated for Academy Awards. Film critic David Edelstein has a review.
As Albert Nobbs, Glenn Close has hair that's cropped and orangey and a voice that rarely rises above a nasal croak. She lives and works as a waiter in a high-toned hotel, where she stands with lips pressed together, tight yet tremulous, her searching eyes her only naturally moving parts. She resembles no man I've seen, but no woman either. She's the personification of fear, fear of being discovered to be a woman, because this is a society that treats all poor people badly, but poor women worse. Albert Nobbs is based on a story published in 1918 by George Moore, an Irishman with a keen empathy for women who find refuge with one another. You watch this strange creature and wonder, how and why did she become Albert? The answer comes when she relays her life story to a house painter named Hubert Page, played by Janet McTeer, who left her husband and made a similar choice to live as a man. But unlike Albert, Hubert is not alone and desolate. She has a blissful domestic existence with a petite dressmaker.
So, you married a woman?
I met a girl as lonely as myself. And we fixed up to get a place, sharing the rent and all that. She had her dressmaking, I had me work. But people began to talk, so we got married.
What?
What's your name?
Albert.
Your real name?
Albert.
Inspired by Hubert, Albert dares to dream of opening a tobacco shop and living with a pert blonde housemaid, Helen, played by Mia Wasikowska, whom she finally has the courage to approach.
I was wondering, Miss Dawes, if you would care to come out for a walk.
Pardon me, Mr. Nobbs?
I'm off duty at 3 tomorrow, and if you're not engaged...
Engaged? No, I'm not engaged, Mr. Nobbs, but... Are you asking me to walk out with you?
I am.
Well, the thing is, I'm walking out with Joe Mackens. I don't know what he'd say if I started walking out with you as well.
Oh, yes. Good night, Miss Dawes.
They do walk out together, though, after Helen's lover, Joe, encourages her. He might have money, says Joe, who wants to move to America. Albert's dates with Helen are so ludicrous and awkward that they're heartbreaking. The question arises, is Albert Nobbs a gay film? I don't think sex enters into this particular equation. For Albert, women are simply safer than men. Her longing is for coziness and affection. Glenn Close played Albert on stage in the early 80s after her star-making turn as a militant feminist in The World According to Garp, and she's been working for decades to repeat the role on screen. It's a pity it took so long, because an Albert in her 30s is different from one in her mid-60s. Here, the impediment to a match between Albert and Helen has more to do with the difference in their age than the fact that they're both women. A fantasy that might have seemed unlikely but appealing now seems thunderously delusional. But Close is still very fine, and director Rodrigo Garcia creates a stark, judgmental world for her to inhabit. He avoids close-ups. You only see people in the context of their oppressive milieu. Only the hotel's resident doctor, an alcoholic who might have stepped out of a Chekhov drama played by Brendan Gleeson, shows compassion. But he has no idea who Albert is until it's too late. Janet McTeer nearly walks off with Albert Nobbs, or rather swaggers off with it, in a performance both forthright and lightly ironic. She bears a strong resemblance to Rachel Maddow, so I half expected Hubert to hold forth eloquently on the historic injustices against her gender. But Hubert doesn't make waves. She likes where she is too much. Watching McTeer's marvelous performance, I had a sense that she also enjoyed the freedom of acting like a middle-aged man in a profession where middle-aged women are routinely discriminated against. In that regard, today's acting profession isn't so different from Albert Nobbs's Dublin.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.